Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
Friday!
Work is a hellscape.
Friday!
It's time to escape.
Friday!
Freedom, I tasted.
Friday!
My favorite day, it's Friday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a report that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has evidence that President Trump told his former attorney to lie to Congress.
BuzzFeed cites two federal law enforcement officials as saying President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about plans for a Trump Tower in Moscow. Cohen admitted to one count of lying to Congress last November. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said, "If you believe Cohen, I can get you a great deal on the Brooklyn Bridge."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says more than 100 million Americans have a winter storm in the forecast.
The Midwest, the Great Lakes, the Northeast, New England, we could have blizzard conditions this weekend. The jackpot of snow is going to be across the interior Northeast and New England. That rain-snow mix line is going to be right around New York City. So wherever that kind of hovers, it could cut back on some of the snow totals. We still don't really have a grasp on those snow totals. It's going to be kind of a range.
This is Fox News.
The weekend is here, and I predict everyone we talk to this morning will be happy. Greg Budell, are you happy?
I'm so happy, I'm all happy, God, lucky me.
How about you, Jay Scott?
I'm happy, clap along.
Emily Hayes, how would you describe the group this morning?
Shiny, happy people.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, are you happy?
I'm so happy!
And Rich Thomas.
We happy? Vincent. We happy.
Yeah, we happy.
Good. Everyone's happy the weekend's here. Now, do you guys want to get on with it, or should I go back through and take another roll call?
Get on with it.
Yes, get on with it.
Oh, well, okay. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Happy, 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 joy.
It's not our happiness that's at stake here. It's yours. Are you having fun? Good, because we would hate it if we were
bad.
Three men and a lady. Yours truly, Greg Goodell. Jay Scott. Emily Hayes. No, it's this
the
guy.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Foggy in spots this morning. Not too bad here in the city. Mostly cloudy today. A mild day with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I've got us at 66 for a high. Tonight, a risk of showers. Mainly late tonight. I'm talking about after midnight and the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. Especially as we get towards, you know, midday into the afternoon, into Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The Storm Prediction Center has us in a level 2 severe weather risk zone. That gets my attention, and I will be I'll be here watching things very, very carefully tomorrow with the high temperature up to about 70. More information, get our weather app on your phone or tablet, and it'll keep you up to date. In fact, you can do that for free. Do it now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday, a windy day Sunday with a high of only 44, but you'll swear it's colder with the winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour as the Arctic air rushes into the area. Low temperature by Monday morning down to about 26. Wind chill factor teens. A lot of folks are off. MLK Day holiday with a high temperature that day with sunshine 48 to 50. Right now this morning, calm winds, a little bit of light fog, 500-foot overcast. Temperature is 54 at 8:06.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I rely on Plumbing by Luke Wire when I have a plumbing issue at my house, and gosh, they happen at weird times. They happen, you know, they can happen in the middle of the night. They can happen on a weekend or on a holiday, or let's say even when you're not home and you come home to a mess in your house with squishy carpet and flooded floors in your house. That's why I recommend a whole house plumbing inspection. They went out and checked my house inside and out, and looking for problems that could be lurking that you don't know about, that could become major problems. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call, and that's why people keep relying on their expertise. Well, for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River region for plumbing. So if you think of the name Luke Wire, oh, I use them for heating and air conditioning. Yes, well, how about for plumbing too? Give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
It's 8:07, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about it this afternoon. I am waiting for some information from an inside source. We don't want to embarrass the business, because many businesses that are just fine in every regard can have a situation occur with employees where their behavior goes haywire. Is that the business's fault for not being psychic enough to know that, you know, trouble can be afoot? But this incident at East Chase, which is now being explained, no charges filed, one individual shooting another accidentally. It doesn't say in this updated memo from the company if the employees are still employed there. Uh-huh. But wouldn't that be just a tad awkward? Guy gets out of the hospital after recovering. Thank God he was not, seriously wounded or killed. Mm-hmm. But suppose I was showing you my gun and I accidentally shot Jay.
In which hour of the morning?
Let's make it between 8 and 9, be in
okay.
a better mood.
Right.
And it's not a serious wound, but gee whiz, who wants to go to the hospital?
And sweeps. Make it sweeps.
Yeah, definitely. So we get maximum tune-in.
What is that, March 28th?
And then Jay gets, he comes back a few days later after a minor operation or what, to close the wound.
He wants to do a show with the guy that shot him.
With his lawyer, Baron.
Yeah. I would just think that would be mighty awkward.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Going back to work with somebody that shot you. I'm waiting for, like
you,
I said.
You say he shocked you? No, I said he shot me.
Shot.
All right. I am getting that additional information now while I browse through it. Why don't we be productive?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And Jay.
That's me.
Ah, Christ. Did you know at the Seafood Bistro?
Did you know?
The Seafood Bistro is a great place to celebrate an anniversary, whether it be for work or some type of relationship.
Maybe a wedding.
Maybe a wedding anniversary. Or, you know, a birth anniversary, like birthday.
Well, anyway.
Take it away, Jay.
Yeah, Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500. I encourage you to go to the website, because the full menu is there. I can't give you the entire menu.
We can't.
Right,
it's just too much. It's too much Cajun goodness.
But you can go to their menu, or you can go to their website and see the whole thing and what they have to offer. TheSeafoodBistro.com is the website. Make sure the word the is in there. TheSeafoodBistro.com is where you need to go. You can place your order there. You can use Waiter as well. You can go on the app, Waiter app, and get it delivered if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also just go by there and pick it up or eat right there at the Seafood Bistro on Perry Hill Road. Like them and follow them on Facebook. You will have a fantastic day if you put some flavor in your lunch or your dinner tonight. It's going to be great. They open up at 11, and they stay open later on Fridays. I believe they're open until 10 tonight. So enjoy it, the Seafood Bistro.
A day I can.
Okay.
One day I would like you just to try saying, "A day I can."
On her second anniversary, or, Jay, it wouldn't really hurt.
Or let's do it backward. Can you do it? Record it backwards?
Muck? Muck Todd?
Muck Todd.
Muck Todd.
Muck Todd. Hey, what say we check the traffic dungeon and see what Balaki's got?
We're into the second half of the morning rush hour in Montgomery Skywatch traffic, showing everything running along pretty good this morning. We see a little bit of a delay on I-85 southbound as you approach the boulevard. Checking out the boulevard, it is still busy this morning. We see a delay at the Troy Highway, also at I-85 and at the Wetumpka Highway as you get on the boulevard. MPD is wrapping up the accident 7900 Taylor Road right near the intersection of Vaughn Road. School zones are just about to wrap up. Be careful in the school zone. Speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We are celebrating Emily's 2-year anniversary with us.
Happy New Year. Cute. Brought the noisemakers.
I just found out LaDonna did that.
LaDonna.
So we can blame her.
Thank you, LaDonna.
Yes, thank you.
Jay's really enjoyed answering the telephones this morning.
Oh, speaking of, remember, I got to get out of here early, so I don't know if you want to do the drawing earlier.
The drawing?
Yeah, I
think that would be a good idea.
That would be the way to go. What time do you have to walk up the
door? I should get out of here about 8:45.
Okay, so we'll do it at 8:40.
Okay.
Well, 8:37.
Two things, so...
No, that's true. That's true, yeah.
So it won't take that
long. It shouldn't be too bad.
And we have lots of stupid news. And today's Morning Maroon nominee.
Oh, my goodness.
I may do the Morning Maroons after you leave.
Okay.
So
that'd be fun.
That way you're real broken up about that, aren't you?
I'm not looking forward to going to the dentist. I never look forward to going to the dentist.
I understand.
I was looking forward to going to get my work complete. Then they called and postponed. I'm still waiting for the callback.
Yeah.
8:13.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. And education, infrastructure, and the quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and County leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sunday.
It's the AFC-NFC playoffs. And it all starts 2 hours early for two full hours of former players and coaches sitting behind a long desk talking about what they think will happen after most of their predictions this season have been dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Watch as they fill time joking around with each other, leaving the desk and standing around, showing old highlights you've already seen. Then, finally, get ready for game time when two announcers will tell you what they think.
And don't forget about me, the pretty young lady they have reporting down by the sidelines. Back to you in the warm booth.
The AFC-NFC Playoffs, Sunday. Brought to you by Gillette, who reminds you, men bad.
Yeah. Gillette's got some problems, man. They really do, image-wise, these days. 8:16, before we get to our stupid news segment, let's speak with Rosie.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody. Happy anniversary, Emily.
Hey, thanks, Rosie.
I just want to say y'all have brought me great joy this morning with the horn. Thank you, LaDonna and Jeremy. I laugh out loud every time I hear that thing.
Sure.
I know you wouldn't want to do it every day, but it's a special day, and I just think it's great.
I'm pumped. I was so tickled when I came in this morning.
Well, I'm sure you brought great joy to many around the river region. So.
Oh, thanks.
Happy day.
Thank you. She's just the best.
Oh, she is. She's phenomenal. She's one of the most naturally positive, spiritually connected people I've ever met in my life.
You know,
if I was in trouble, she'd be one of the first people I'd call.
Yeah, I thought we would hear.
But that'd mean heading into a dark area.
I thought that we would hear from a certain caller today, and he has not called.
A certain caller.
I thought Randall would be excited, but there's been no Randall. I hear him on everybody else's show.
He broke his heart.
I think he's been down since the government shutdown, I think. No?
Yeah, he works for the government. Randall the candle. All right, ready?
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Before I can't say anything specific, but I've got even more information on that jewelry store situation. This thing is becoming more unbelievable.
I read that. That's completely different from the traditional news accounts.
Yes, but there's another story that we just heard during the break from somebody. And I just,
you were out of the room. I wish you weren't.
You're going to love it. When we go to commercial, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's too early.
I'll text you.
It's too soon.
All right. Yeah, let me know.
Just a heads up, this may be a two-day thing that we do on TV about the top 10 things we wish we learned in school and the 10 most useless things we were forced to learn.
Okay.
That, you know, this story was a home run with me.
Yeah, yeah.
I could completely relate to it.
When my teacher was telling me, learn that quadratic equation. You're going to need that later in life.
Yeah.
No. Guess what? No.
Yeah. And you,
I've never needed the quadratic equation.
And you work in a field that engages mathematics.
Right.
So if you didn't need it, now I know how I compute the dimensions of a triangle or any of that crap or what pi is. I know how to make one.
Oh, yeah. It sounds delicious.
Make one, but the whole point, what is that, the circumference times the diameter?
I wish you'd make me like 3.14 of your pies.
That's what I'll call it. Key lime pie pie. And sell it for $3.14 each.
Here's a good idea.
K-Rod is on the phone.
Hey, well, to touch on what Rich just said, you will need all of that information when your children are at school.
Oh.
And happy anniversary, Emily.
Hey, thanks.
I think I had my nuclear physicist sister took courses that I didn't even know existed. Forget trigonometry. Beyond that, there are schools of mathematics that only people who go into those kind of fields deal with. Randall, he came through for you.
Hey, don't think I ain't listening. I've been ever since this morning. Well, I've been ashamed that I didn't make it to your and
as you should.
Yeah, I was. I really am. I did make it halfway, but I got scared and turned around.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it ain't y'all. It's look. I'm trying to get better. Hey, But ever since this morning that Jay said about our browser history was going to look funny when we die, I've been busy trying to erase mine, and I can't get it out. I mean, I don't know what to do, Jay. But Emily, happy two, that is the biggest two you write that I've ever seen. And y'all, Eric, you are, to hear that horn blow, you ought to be a happy man. I love y'all.
Thanks, Randall. Thanks for coming through. You made a dream come true.
That's right, Emily. You're the biggest number two.
The biggest number two to ever.
Rusty?
I'm surprised that
join this show.
That Jay didn't get a little love tap for that comment.
The biggest number two that's ever plopped down in that chair. Right there.
Where is that moment?
Next to when Don Marco walked in here and stepped in. the smallest number two.
While we're waiting for details of the crime of the century, let's go back in history. When was this? Like in the first few months?
Welcome to Anatomy of a Beatdown, where we dissect and report on an assault
too.
That occurred on August 24th at 7:10 a.m. on News Talk 93.1. We open with Emily setting up Jay for a smart-ass remark.
I'm so dumb.
You're a girl. Really?
That was the smart-ass remark. In case you couldn't hear it, right after Emily said, I am so dumb, Jay said, you are a girl.
Did not. That was Greg.
Oh,
the hardest hit.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody have a Richter scale?
That was... I mean, and that we did not enhance that sound. That way.
I mean, she did hit me for your remark. I think for laughing at your remark, actually. What was the reason? Or just to hit me?
I think she thought you said it. That's how I was.
Yeah, no, I didn't say it.
We had a lot of angry times over the last 2 years.
Aren't those kind of normal in any family?
I should think so.
Of course.
But maybe I'm just on a happiness high right now. But I don't hate you today.
That's why you're here. Thanks. You're the most naturally happy, inclined to be person. That's why I wish Janelle was closer. You guys, you are almost at times. There's even certain words that you say exactly the same way. And that's why I'm going to be bawling my eyes out a week from tomorrow.
Oh.
8 days.
Yeah, 8 days until... The gumshoes.
It's going to be awesome.
Let me ask you guys a question. I don't know much about the topic. The expert is here, though. That would be Jay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
A study by LG figured out who's better at video games, people who play Xbox or people who play PlayStation. Who do you think?
Neat. That's an interesting study.
All right, give me a minute to think about it. Which group would be the best, the most skilled video game players out of those two? Xbox players versus people who play PlayStation.
I'm just going to take a stab in the dark.
Yep.
I'm going to say Xbox.
Xbox is my answer, too.
So the PlayStation folks, they have a larger install base. They have more people playing their systems than the Xbox.
Oh,
they
install base, of course.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm going to go, because they went with Xbox, I'm just going to be different and go with PS4. I have no basis for why that would be.
Okay. PS4 means PlayStation.
Well, based on their test results of reaction time and aiming at targets, the answer was Xbox players, but by a small margin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because their install base and the quadratic equation and the
I dumped that because that was just...
Did that... did I not do it right?
Don't put your thumb over it.
I think that tripped the emergency broadcast system as
well. Yeah, that felt like Dumbo came up and blew in my ear.
That's like stepping on a goat's tail.
I just went really hard with it, I guess.
Yeah, you can't blow too hard because it's going to get way too high-pitched and then it'll hurt people's ears.
From Delish.com is the news that the most stuffed Oreos, meaning these are Oreos.
They
look ridiculous. All right. I mean, if you love the... I was a kid. I used to scrape the white icing off of my teeth.
Me too. Who didn't?
And then eat the cookie.
Right.
But, man... You do that with one of these, you're going to look like you were doing something else. Oh. Burger King trolling McDonald's again by accepting McCoins for their burgers. Only social media could have made something like that possible. You know?
Okay.
think we're done with these.
That's such a 50s.
Take my belt off.
Baby.
You know what's going to happen if I do that? My pants will fall down.
Question for the group. Question for the group. Is it too late to say Happy New Year to somebody?
The last time I said it was on the 11th of the month, and at that time when I said it, and I was in the gym, and I thought, well, that's getting pretty late.
I think after, if it's someone that you see fairly regularly, then you probably would have already greeted them with a Happy New Year. Yeah. But I think anytime after January 15th, you're kind of, you know.
Sound a little late.
It's a little late there. Yeah. What about you, Jay?
Sure.
Survey that was taken said that most people think, you know, after January 7th, it's no longer a new year after a full week.
But, okay.
If you haven't seen somebody in a long time, that I would have no trouble saying, hey, have a Happy New Year.
If it's your first time seeing them for the year.
For a long time.
But I would think around February.
No, February's late. I was a little reticent on January 11th.
And we don't, you know, Happy Thanksgiving comes up. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Valentine's rolls around. We're not really going around doing that.
No.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's the only one we use after the day. Happy New Year. You don't say Merry Christmas after Christmas Day, you know.
True.
Well, you can, but.
The five things on your desk at work that can make you look unprofessional. This is from theladders.com.
Oh, well, let's hear this.
Pictures of cats.
Shut up. I may or may not have a nameplate on my desk that says Cat Mom.
I think you do, and I think it's fine.
My sister gave me that. I also have a red stapler.
Mommy the Swami has a professional nameplate at her house.
Uh-huh.
It's out in the living room where people can see it because she's proud of what she does. Good. Nothing unprofessional about Cat Mom.
Yeah.
You're there to be creative. You're the creative services director or whatever. I don't know. I don't have an LDA's business card.
That's because everything I do won't fit on a standard business card.
Right.
If you must know.
Okay.
There's always the back.
A swarm of papers or sticky notes.
Yeah, I do. Sticky notes.
Anything political is considered bad form these days because of the Great Divide.
Mm-hmm.
Toys. Now, I have a Slinky here.
Okay.
So this is my office. And I let my Slinky be there. It sort of makes a subtle statement. What an idiot. You know? And maybe party horns. Now, those can be considered. And out-of-season decorations, if you still have Christmas decorations up in your cubicle or workspace, probably good.
We have Christmas lights in the sales office all year long because we're festive like that.
I love that touch.
We love to celebrate.
Those have been up there for God knows how long now.
Especially since, you know, we come in when it's dark and you see those. That's the only light in that area.
Stupid commercial.
There's something warm and fuzzy.
Turn the TV off.
Turn the ASPCA. Please stop doing that.
I bit my horn.
Oh, there's more where that came from, baby.
Aren't there some words people need to know about?
Poopy chickens.
Yes. No.
I'm just sad. Look at the bandit bent.
The Baumhauer's winning word today is Blanco. Blanco.
Blanco.
That is the winning word, of course. That is the delicious homemade cheese sauce at Baumhauer's that you'll find on salt with salsa and the chips that they serve on the gooey fries. They use it a variety of different ways, and it is excellent. By the way, those nachos go great with a domestic draft beer for $1.99 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Sunday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The word of the day is Blanco. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to call me at 272-9228 and be the ninth color with that word.
And the other word of the day is
do go to newstalk931.com.
D-E-W.
Put in D-E-W as in do, like you would find on a blade of grass.
For the chance to win a bobblehead.
Well, whatever you do this afternoon, do. don't call me up and say Blanco Do. And don't put in Blanco Do on the website because that will not win you the bobblehead or the Baumhauer's lunch for two.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
We've had a great morning in traffic. You guys deserve a gold star for your efforts. Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up this morning with no accidents anywhere around the river region. The interstates are moving at a speed limit ride. No problem on the 31s. A little backup on the boulevard as you travel around this morning. Be careful out there. Let's see if we can do this again when the afternoon rush hour begins. Festival Plaza is the center for shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. And education, infrastructure, and quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and County leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, if you want to volunteer and get hammered and rewarded for your good deed, a Pennsylvania Police Department is looking for volunteers to drink hard liquor to the point of inebriation. I hard stick with liquor. Hard liquor, yes. For a training exercise, the Kutztown PD said in a Facebook post that seeking three volunteers to help with a training event designed to teach officers how to administer standardized field sobriety tests during suspected DUI incidents. The department said volunteers need to be available from 2:30 to 7 on the 4th of April, which gives you plenty of travel time. Alcohol will be provided. However, you will not receive any compensation for your time, they
That's
said.
Compensation enough, baby.
The post said volunteers need to be between the ages of 25 and 40 and have a clean criminal history and be willing to drink hard liquor to the point of inebriation.
Do you remember the Johnny Fever episode from WKRP when he was taking shots on the air with the trooper?
Oh, God.
And his reaction time got better with every shot he took.
That was a great parody because, and I hated it. I thought it was a terrible idea. Our station in Fort Lauderdale used to do that about a week or so before Christmas. Mm-hmm. The guys would get drunk on the air, and they'd do it live on a remote basis from a restaurant sponsor. I thought, that is the...
No.
That's the worst. That's really pathetic.
Poor idea.
Okay, we're going to get Rich's forecast, and then we're going to let Jay do some grand prize drawing.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We got a big deal storm system that is crossing the country. For us, it means rain and thunderstorms. For other parts of the country, it's going to be a big, big snow producer, and it's going to make for some really hazardous travel. If you're going to get on an airplane today or tomorrow, just about anywhere in the country, this storm system could have a domino effect on air travel. For us, though, it's dry today, mostly cloudy, mild, with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, risk of showers, maybe late tonight. I'm talking about wee hours of the morning, overnight low temperature 53, then tomorrow showers and thunderstorms. You know, becoming more likely by, let's say, midday into the afternoon and evening hours, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. We learned this morning that the Storm Prediction Center has taken us to the second level of risk in the severe weather threat.
So that gets our attention. So the possibility of some damaging wind gusts and some of the stronger storms. Can't rule out tornadoes in a situation like this. With a high tomorrow around 70, then sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday. It'll be windy Sunday with a high of only 44, but those winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder than it really is. Down to 26 first thing on Monday morning. That's MLK Day. A lot of folks have the day off. You can probably sleep through the cold, perhaps, if you sleep long enough. Wind chill factor will be in the teens early on. And the high on Monday, only about 48 to 50. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, calm winds, temperature 54, the time 8:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
All right, the Emily segment with our weekly grand prizes. 4 minutes away.
When you hear it, into the future, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. It's been great.
March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. A night filled with hit after hit.
And we got to get down, swing down.
The Steve Miller Band. Live in concert. March 21st, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait to the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, there's Tom Brady and also Drew Brees. Both of these players are in their 40s. They're driving slow to the stadium. They're playing bingo when the game is done. They wear adult diapers. They're turning white. There's gonna be some grandpas in the NFL tonight. Tom Brady's ready, and Drew Brees is ready. Are you ready for some geezers? A couple old codgers. They are old enough to be their opponent's fathers. Forget the Gatorade, put Metamucil on ice, cause some geriatric quarterbacks are playing tonight.
guys who have played with respect to the NFL, and I'm actually kind of interested in that game, and I hope Tom Brady gets one more chance to win a Super Bowl. Now,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I hope you get to do that thing 200 or 300 more times before 9 o'clock.
See, this is a day.
You never get to blow it at Jack Campbell when he walks in, too. Give him a toot.
Give him a little toot toot.
That used to be a stupid nickname for the Bolivian marching powder.
Toot?
Blah. Really?
That's right. Yeah. Here, have some toot. That's the Bolivian marching band right there. Okay, we're giving away the works of Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. It seems so vacant on Fridays without the predict-a-thon. A big space to fill. This is a complete service on your vehicle. And if you call the show this week, you're eligible, and the winning number is...
50.
50.
That's too much, Dragan.
50 is...
We got to make this...
27.
Guarantee.
Guarantee.
I guarantee that you are going to enjoy the works of Don Duncan. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations, professional diagnosticians and service pros, and any accommodation you need, I guarantee that they will take care of you. You didn't get it the first time, so I had to repeat it.
No, I got it the first time, but Rand Paul here was on TV.
Oh, then I see. And now, Clark's Club membership, $159 value to...
Find a number that works.
Okay.
Not that one. Not 102. Not 90. Not 91.
You know,
whoa.
The show's changed.
35.
Since we first put that basket together, why don't we throw away everything over 50? We never need it.
35.
Levon T.
Well, if he leaves on his AC...
God.
His Clark's Club membership will guarantee...
Check, please.
Guarantee that his electric costs will be minimal for such airheaded... airheaded, get that, too? Actually, a Clark's Club membership. Two annual tune-ups to your system. The guarantee of priority service should something go wrong. 24-7, 365 for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call Clark's. Alabama certification number 99004.
You got to do that. Lower.
See you guys Monday.
Hey. All right, man.
Yeah, bye.
I mean, I'll see you after I get back from the dentist, but
yeah.
I hope it goes well.
That can't, what a great way to come back from the dentist to everyone's smiling face.
Oh, I'm asking for the gas, I can tell you that.
What?
You're taking this all wrong.
Ask my dentist. They think I'm. I say
there are mornings when I'm suspicious, actually, that you have a dentist in the Rich Thomas Weather Center. But we'll let that go for now.
Funny things that come out of my mouth.
All right, our morning brew nominees coming up.
We've had a great morning in traffic. You guys deserve a gold star for your efforts. Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up this morning with no accidents anywhere around the river region. The interstates are moving at a speed limit ride. No problem on the 31s. Little backup on the boulevard as you travel around this morning. Be careful out there. Let's see if we can do this again when the afternoon rush hour begins. Festival Plaza is the center for shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In Hollywood, unoriginal Ghostbusters. They did one with chicks, but it wasn't good. Another sequel, Ghostbusters. All the scripts are so old, from 35 years ago. Unoriginal Ghostbusters. It's gonna be dull. Another sequel, Ghostbusters! We already saw Ghostbusters!
That's one of the Morning Maroons we talked about over the course of the week.
Yeah, why are we going to have
another original idea from Hollywood, right?
Right.
It is 8:48, but let it do bring in former Secretary of State and mashed potato face loser Jean Guéret.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, you know. And people exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Now, I'm just giving a little preview for next week. If any of the information that I have collected this morning on this East Chase shooting turns out to be true, we know who one of our Monday nominees is going to be on.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I'm just teasing, but it's too early yet.
Okay.
Must be responsible. All right. Don't forget Sunday is National DJ Day. This whole emotional support animal thing is kind of run amok. I mean, I love the dogs that are trained for this purpose.
Oh, yeah, service dogs.
Service dogs.
Real service dogs.
In this society, which is being compelled to accept anything, no matter how ridiculous, there's a guy named Joey Henney in York, Pennsylvania, who has an emotional support alligator.
No.
The gator's name is Wally. He's 4.5 feet long, and apparently he's so domesticated that he acts just like a dog.
Okay.
However, the issue is
that he's an alligator?
And you're not allowed to have them in York, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So he is using the support tool to justify having it. This one is great because it involves instant karma. A couple of idiots are driving by a house and they see a snowman on the property.
I love this.
Yes, a big snowman. So they say, hey, let's run it over with our car.
Because we're mean.
What they didn't know
Oh, no.
is that the snowman was built on top of a big tree stump.
Oh, yep, no. That's what you get for having hate in your heart.
And this happened in Kentucky, so not even Donnie Turner can rescue these knuckleheads.
Wow. I went to work on Monday, and I came home to this on Monday night, which is, the irony is pretty funny. Instant karma. You know, what goes around comes around in good ways and bad ways. So I guess probably everybody learns a valuable lesson here from Frosty. I think he got the last laugh for sure.
No doubt. Yeah. Man. I mean, that's...
That's some snowman.
Hey, let me just go run it down. And where's my other nominee here?
Ruh-roh. Although I think I already know who I'm voting for.
Well, I have to do at least three.
Well, okay.
Well, we have a guy who drove his Ferrari. We're talking about a car that runs around $126,000.
Sure. Yep.
And that's without automatic transmission.
Did you ever have a Ferrari?
No.
Okay.
No. I never even had a Mercedes. I looked and I could have afforded one, but I just couldn't pull the trigger. I did have some limits, even when I was making stupid money. Who drove his Ferrari into the water off a dock off the coast of Florida.
Uh-huh.
As they were removing the Ferrari from the water, the man said, "Jesus told me to do this," before they took him and busted him for DUI. So
reminds me of the Risky Business scene. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but anyway. Go ahead.
I think I was high when I saw that movie. Anyway, so who was the... I think we have to go with the snowman destroyer.
That's my vote.
Instant karma, heavily damaged vehicle. Frosty did not survive, but neither did the vehicle.
Gotta get you.
Yes.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Want to mention that Emily has some people to thank today on this, her second anniversary with us.
I do. I would like to thank the Godfather.
Gosh. The Godfather.
She, when I was asked by the buttery one if I would like to make it an all-the-time thing to hang out with you guys upstairs, I had another job.
Yeah.
And I had other obligations. And I talked to the Godfather, and she, we found a compromise, something they can't do in Washington, but Blue Water and my former employer found a compromise to where I could do the show until 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we used to do. And that wouldn't have been possible without the Godfather. And I just want to thank her for always being amazing and still being so very supportive of everything that I try and either successfully do or fail to do.
Yes, we met her at Baumhauer's a number of times, and she's a terrific lady. And I share your gratitude for her making that possible in your early days, because in those times... And on one hand, it seems like yesterday, but on the other hand, we used to play this every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
I hated it.
It was sad times.
And let's say a quick good morning to the lady who puts the special touch on all our special occasions here at Blue Water. And ironically, the lady that was in that chair before you came along and now is our traffic director at Blue Water.
Yeah.
How everything worked out just swell for everyone.
Hey,
LaDonna Brooks.
Hi.
Hey.
I just had to come up.
That Elvis
is amazing.
It really is.
And I've been holding on to that for a while. And I've, you know, I'm just like you. I love celebrating people. And I've been so excited to give it to you. And I was like, I cannot wait for her birthday. That is way too long. Yeah. So I'm just,
I was so excited when I walked in this morning and saw the big two.
And when we do have an occasion that we're celebrating at Baumhauer's, for example, whether it's Richmas or Emily and fiance,
right?
LaDonna just... goes to all extraordinary lengths to make it very special, to the point where I'm standing there blubbering away watching her salute and toast fiance and Emily this past Wednesday night. So I love both of you.
Aww.
I really do. I am so fortunate to have... Not just to have your talent at available to help my success, but your friendship.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, all the feels.
I'm going to cry. I've been laughing my butt off at that horn.
Yeah, so is Rich. Yeah. Rich has been
Rich has really enjoyed it.
Greg has really loved it.
I know. I could tell.
Bailey's not too thrilled
about it. Oh, is she sleeping over there?
Jay, you know, you can't. You can't blow too hard into these things because they'll hit that high-pitched frequency thing. And Greg had to, I think he dumped it when Jay blew his
horn. I did. There was one.
Because it was aggressive.
Yeah. I think it
set off the emergency.
More than your high pitch?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
It is 8:55.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
This is breaking news.
This just in, 4 out of 5 dentists have no idea who that fifth dentist really is.
This has been breaking news.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah! Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now.
Oh, 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 oh.
That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Yeah!
The weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
All right, gang. News and Views will be joining us in just a moment. Before I leave, though, I wanted to mention something. If you have a student in the family or you yourself are looking for work and you want to work for a great local company, people that I absolutely love, Adams Drugs, looking for folks to help with all kinds of things from pharmacy techs to just general services within some of their 12 locations. And if you're interested in working with the nicest, college students, for example, and my stepson's going to go over and apply it right up the street. That's the place to go, is the Adams Drugs at Carmichael and Perry Hill.
Hey.
Because the HR director is there and would like you to fill out an application so she can say hello and talk to you. There's also a wellness clinic at that Adams Drugs location, but I've been to 10 of the 12, and the consistency, the happiness, the good demeanor, none of it's ever forced. These are great folks out to give you the best possible experience when it comes to, you know, filling prescriptions, over-the-counter meds, even a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup if that's what you need to feel better. So if it sounds like a place you'd like to work, I encourage you, visit adamsdrugs.net, or better yet, stop by the Perry Hill Carmichael location and fill out an application, because they are looking for folks to work for them.